the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Amen. Be with you. And let us pray. O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things both in heaven and on earth, We humbly beseech thee to put away from us all hurtful things, and to give us those things which be profitable for us. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The 10th commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. What does this mean? We should fear and love God, that we may not estrange, force, or entice away from our neighbor, his wife, servant, or cattle, but urge them to stay and do their duty. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 23 to 25. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah, and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again them, when I shall bring again their captivities, the Lord shall bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountains of holiness, and there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together. Husband, and they that go forth from the flocks, for I have refreshed the weary soul, and I have replenished the sorrowful soul. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. For when we are yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved through his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. So far the epistle. For the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and they have nothing to eat. If I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for many of them came from afar. And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And then he asked them, how many loaves have you? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fish. And he blessed them and commanded them to sit also before them. And so they did eat, and they were all filled. And they took up broken pieces of meat that was left over, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000. And then he sent them away. So far the Holy Gospel.
Praise be to thee, O
confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn, 465. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme for this morning is Through Christ We Are Justified, and it is based upon the epistle lesson, Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And I would like to read it once again. It is short. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man one perhaps would die, and some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved from his life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom we have now received the atonement. So far, please be seated. Justification. I believe that word is the most important word in the entire Bible. Justification. It has been studied, discussed, and books have been written on it, and St. Paul speaks about it quite often. In Romans 3, St. Paul says, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." In Romans 4, Paul writes, "Jesus Christ was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification." And in Romans 5, Paul writes, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Justification. What does it really mean? In this morning's epistle, St. Paul tells us what it means to be justified. It means that through faith in the atonement, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the altar of the cross, God declared us justified, that is, forgiven, innocent, not guilty. Justification is an act of God, whereby he applies Christ's reconciliation to believers. It means that Jesus Christ has paid the penalty of sin by his sacrificial death on that cross. St. Paul tells us Christ died for the ungodly. That's you, and that's me. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, he didn't have to wait for us to turn around, because we never would have turned around. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. At the beginning of this morning's worship, we all confessed to Almighty God, "I am a poor, miserable sinner." Although at times we may be a little casual about the seriousness of sin, we need to always remember that sin is the source of all trouble in this life. Heartache, sadness, despair, guilt, and every other negative thing in our life is caused by sin. And unless we are delivered from it, the worst is yet to come. There is an eternal death, and the torments of the damnation for all of us who reject the grace of God, who reject his love and forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, sin is in all of us. Sin is in all people to plague us in this life and to torment us who reject it in eternity. And while all this went on and still goes on today and will until the earth is dissolved, God in past ages reconciled, reached out to us in love, grace, and mercy in sending his Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to us. Jesus Christ died for the sinner, for us. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all sins. We have now been justified by his blood. You see, Jesus Christ made us just by shedding his holy, innocent blood on the cross of Calvary. In the Old Testament, sacrifices were made with the shedding of blood that must take place as a penalty for sin. The Jews had promised that they would never break the covenant that God had made with them. But they did. And that covenant demanded that if it was broken, the shedding of blood would be required. The children of Israel were doomed to die. They were helpless to do anything about their problems. So God rescued his people. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. Well, Jesus paid the penalty not only for the people of the Old Testament, but also for everyone who had sinned against Almighty God. Christ's sacrifice, that is, his death on the cross, was sufficient for all, also for you and for me. And that's what Paul writes when he says, we have now been justified by his blood. Now, not something that is yet to happen, but right now we have been justified by the blood of Christ. And now in faith, we can stand before God forgiven, justified, because of Christ's atoning sacrifice on that cross. And God wants us to know and use this truth now. He wants us to live without fear because of what Christ has done for us, suffered and died and rose again. We no longer have to fear God and his wrath. For through trusting faith in Jesus Christ, we are justified before God. We stand before God totally forgiven. And since we are justified before God through faith in Christ, God intends us to live without fear. This is the good news of the gospel. The gospel shows us that the overwhelming greatness of God's love and grace and completeness and forgiveness comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Not only has all of our sins been forgiven, but even the guilt of having done them has been removed. And where the guilt has been removed, there's no question as far as punishment is concerned. So let's not waste our time dwelling on the sins of the past, because through faith in Christ, they are forgiven before God, and through the atoning blood of Christ, we are justified now. We don't have to wait. No greater gift could ever be given to us. So protect it. Protect it through the word and the sacrament, and remain faithful in worship. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. us pray for our communicants, but first I'm sure there are personal prayers that you would like to present to the throne of God's grace. Let's do that now. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto the soul, we pray. Give us the love that your heavenly feast has prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Lord,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins.
bless you and keep you and your bastards all praise in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and your bastards all praise in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and your bastards all praise in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Savior Jesus Christ, that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Now may this true body and blood of our Lord strengthen and preserve you steadfast in one true faith until life everlasting. Amen. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God, God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.